Breakfast Briefing on News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.
Well, Ryanair and creches, the two stories really dominating the papers here at home this morning. The Irish Examiner's lead today, up to 900 jobs could be axed at Ryanair, and the Irish Times goes with O'Leary warns staff 900 jobs will be lost at Ryanair. You may have heard that in the news bulletin just a few moments ago. Fears growing that some of Ryanair's Irish based pilots and cabin crew could lose their jobs because the airline's preparing to cut up to 900 positions in the coming months, and this is after the chief executive of the airline, Michael O'Leary, told staff in a video yesterday that the airline had 500 more pilots and 400 more cabin crew than it needed, and it would need 600 less people in those roles by next summer. The airline confirmed about 900 current staff could be impacted. He blamed falling airfares, rising staff and fuel costs, Brexit, and also the stalled aircraft deliveries really for the decision. But he also said that Ryanair would have details on the job losses and the basis that face closure or cutbacks by late August. We'll keep you posted on that story as more develops. Also, the other story leading the front pages of the papers here as well this morning is the creche story that happened really before the Oireachtas Children's Committee yesterday. Quick look at some of the headlines on that. Tusla finds critical risks in 37 creches. That's the Irish Times this morning. The Examiner goes with 37 creches on high risk register, TD warns. And the Irish Independence headline today, how creche watchdog can't protect our children. Tusla officials appeared before the Oireachtas Committee yesterday morning, and it was really in the wake of the RTE expose on creches last week. And the Child and Family Agency conceded that its inspections are unlikely to catch the kind of behaviour that was exposed at the Dublin chain of facilities by the undercover reporters. And even if it did, Tusla also admitted that it's powerless to force the immediate closure of creches with poor standards. Now, it could offer no cast iron guarantee effectively that the practices seen in the RTE documentary won't happen again. Tusla relies heavily on staff whistleblowers to raise concerns, and while it says CCTV was an obvious solution, it also posed other child protection risks, and 37 childcare services which are the subject of serious concerns as well. There's lots on this story across all of the papers this morning. It is something that you're going to be hearing more about today, but we want to hear from you on this morning. What's your view? Like, do you think, would you be in favour of mandatory CCTV in child creches? Is that something that you think would be a good idea? It would probably need careful consideration, but is it something that you'd support? We want to hear from you this morning. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. Just a quick look at some of the tabloid headlines as well today. The Star goes with selfie thick. Herald leads with details about a sex attack allegation. The Sun leads with crime sentencing. The Mirror goes with the court case this morning, and the Daily Mail leads again with that creche story. But to some of the other stories though that you're going to be talking about and hearing lots about again today, there's actually lots of educational stories out across the papers this morning. On the front of the Irish Times, schools refuse to implement tuition directive. State secondary schools are refusing to implement a directive which requires them to provide students who opt out of religious instruction with access to another subject. And last year, you may remember that the Department of Education, they sent out a circular requiring state schools to timetable alternative tuition throughout for students who opt out of religious classes. And this was aimed at kind of ending the practice of assuming pupils are predominantly Catholic and requiring non-religious or minority faith students to do homework during religious instruction. And the circular applies to state-run schools, things like community schools or those run by the ETBs, which account for about half of secondary schools or about 160,000 pupils. And voluntary secondary schools, typically run or owned by religious organisations, are not affected by this circular. But new documents show most state schools are not actually implementing this on the basis that they don't have the resources to provide alternative tuition. More on that story from page of the Irish Times this morning. Also inside really all of the papers, you may have heard it in our news bulletins, but if you're just joining us this morning, it's the Bernardo's charity, their research about the back to school costs. The headlines really from it today, effectively the research shows that back to school costs are stressing out parents. Just some of the headline figures from this morning. About 1,400 parents took part in this Bernardo survey. The average cost of senior infants, €340. Parents of fourth class pupils said they would spend €380, rising to €736 for a child starting secondary school. Almost half of those who took part in the research said they had to forego paying bills and cut back in other areas to basically allow for the back to school costs. And nearly 14% of those surveyed also said that they would be forced to borrow to meet the expense of their kid going back to school. And the report also says the government could make school books free for all primary school children at a minuscule cost, which would amount to about just 0.2% of the annual educational budget. I always think it just seems bizarre that we don't have, for instance, the free or the actual school book rental scheme, that's not mandatory in all schools. I know most schools do have it, but that should be mandatory certainly in all schools. And as this report shows this morning, it would relieve huge pressure on schools if they were to offer obviously the school books free to all kids as well. The Irish Times this morning as well, page 5, school to retain iPads only policy in face of protests. This is a story we covered in News Talk Breakfast a couple of months back. This is a County Meath secondary school and it's going to maintain its controversial iPads only policy for junior cycle students in the face of a vocal campaign really by some parents to try and reverse it. And Ratho College, which is a 1,000 pupil school which does not require junior cycle students to purchase books, has requested parents to buy iPads for their kids ahead of the new school year. In other stories though that you are going to be hearing probably a lot more about as well today, interesting story in the Irish Examiner, page 2 of the paper this morning. Parishioners hand in petition over loss of priest. Thousands or dozens of parishioners of one of the largest parishes in the Diocese of Kerry actually last night gathered outside the diocesan offices alongside St Mary's Cathedral in Killarney to hand in a petition signed by over 1,000 people to protest at being left without a resident parish priest and to seek to try and regain a priest. And the parishioners of Kilcommon also want to know why their parish was the one that was selected and on what basis, and they say the bishop had underestimated their determination. More on that story, page 2 of the Irish Examiner this morning. Also, you may have heard Kieran mention this story today about Alcohol Action Ireland. €10 can exceed the weekly alcohol limit. That's the headline. Drink is so cheap now that it only costs men and women less than €10 to reach their weekly low risk guideline limit. That's according to Alcohol Action Ireland, and it found that men only have to spend €7.48 to reach their guideline limit, while it'll cost as little as €4.84 for women to do the same. And the survey conducted last week in 2 urban and 2 regional centres shows that cider remains the cheapest and strongest alcohol product available from off licences in Ireland. Beer is the second cheapest, just ahead of wine and spirits like gin and whiskey. We'll have more on that story coming up in News Talk Breakfast just after 7 o'clock this morning. The Star, page 3, the best thing in life are furry. Having a pet is more likely to make you happy than actually being in a relationship, according to a new survey by the pet food producer, the IAMS. And when asked to rank what made them the happiest, 30% of people that took part in this survey said their cat or their dog made them happy, in comparison to 27% of people who said it was their partner. And also, we'll just end on 2 food stories this morning. Takeaways gobble up your high streets. The Daily Express this morning. Experts in the UK predict that within 5 years, British people will be spending £500 million a week on takeaways. Demand is growing in the food-to-go market. It's worth £18.5 billion a year. We want to know, though, is this just a result, a reflection of our fast-paced lifestyle, the working environment? Do people just not have any time to cook? You can let us know this morning at 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. And also in the paper today, dying trades. Have your kids ever been to a butcher's? Well, according to this survey, it was carried out in the UK. A quarter of children don't know what a high street is. One third of 5 to 11 year olds have never been to a butcher's. 23% have never even been to a greengrocer's. And 44% have never been to a florist. 41% have never been inside a cobbler's. It appears that they think that the shopping comes purely from supermarket chains and online. You can let us know if there's any dying trades that you can think of this morning. You can get us on Twitter at Breakfast NT.
On News Talk.
Thanks to appliancesdelivered.ie, Ireland's highest rated electrical retailer.